Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our Word of the Week takes an in-depth look at important Bible words so we might increase and deepen our understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word.
Thank you for joining us again for a Burden Blessing Podcast. We're continuing our series today on 40 Days of Hope. We're going through different Bible passages that give us hope during these times of difficulty and uncertainty. I'm Pastor Mark Tiefel. Joining me today to discuss this verse from God's Word is Pastor Nathaniel Mayhew. Our verse is for April 23rd, 2020. Good to have you on, Nathaniel, once again. Looking forward to discussing the Word with you. Get us started this morning with our passage.
We are looking at Psalm 4, verse 8. David writes, "In peace I will both lie down and sleep. For you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety." This is a really neat verse. The word peace that's used in this psalm is one that's used sort of as a greeting in the Middle East, has been for many years. A lot of our listeners might be familiar with the Middle Eastern greeting of shalom. And that's kind of lost its deepness or its meaning because it's used in such a sometimes meaningless or thoughtless way in just greeting. It's kind of like saying good day. You know, we don't think about, oh yeah, you know, I really want you to have a good day. It's kind of lost its meaning. But here, this word shalom has this deep idea or meaning of contentment, of having no fear, peace, no concerns, no frustrations, being completely and totally content. And the psalmist here talks about how I will both lie down and sleep in peace. You think about that when you have problems in your life, or when there's a relationship issue that's really weighing on your heart, or there's a concern, maybe it's a financial issue that you're wrestling with, and you try to get to sleep at night, you just can't. And the psalmist is pointing out, because of the Lord, we know that we can both lie down and sleep in peace with contentment, knowing that the Lord is there. And the second half of the verse answers why that is. He says, "For you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety." There's a lot of places that we as human beings can go in order to find contentment or peace, but they really don't offer it. David points out it is the Lord alone, the true God, that is able to give us true safety. The word that's used or translated dwell in this verse is a pretty neat one too. In the Hebrew, it's in the imperfect, which means this is an ongoing activity. You, O Lord, continue to make me dwell in safety, in security. What a beautiful picture for us, a wonderful and comforting reminder that it is the Lord who grants us this ability to relieve us of all of the troubles that we have and that we face in this life, and to give us true peace because He is the one who is giving us protection or safety in our lives. What thoughts do you have?
Yeah, you really bring out in such a short passage how many deep and meaningful thoughts are in there. I guess when I look at the passage as a whole, it gives me peace and comfort because the Lord is able to renew each day. And I think that's one of the blessings of being able to do what the passage talks about, being able to lie down in peace and to sleep in the name of the Lord, is to know that the next day brings renewal. The next day you can start new. If the day that you're on didn't go the way you wanted it to, or things fell apart, you can start fresh the next day. And that's one thing I really appreciate, is being able to just take your concerns to the Lord at the end of the day, leave them with Him, sleep in peace, and start fresh the next day and get going on it. And I think that's one of the blessings that God gives us just through the topic of sleeping. And we do know that when our fears and anxieties grip our hearts, it does rob us of having that peaceful sleep, of having that time of rest. And certainly there are probably a multitude of other things we could mention in life that can rob us of having rest in that sense. It kind of reminds me in spiritual terms of the passage from Lamentations where it says, "The Lord's mercies are new every morning. Great is His faithfulness." I think that's Lamentations 3, 22 and 23. When the day has beaten you down, when you're really frustrated, on edge, not sure of what the future holds, it's good just to take a break. It's good just to rest. And I think we, in our fast-paced society, we forget how much of a blessing that is, that the Lord gives us an opportunity to just stop what we're doing and rest. And the Lord then promises here in this verse, because of who he is and what he's done for us, that we can do that in peace, that we can lie down and sleep in peace and he'll take care of us. So definitely some very comforting and joyful thoughts in Psalm 4, verse 8. Would you close us today with prayer?
This particular verse, Mark, when I was reading through it, I couldn't help but think of Luther's morning and evening prayers. And so usually we use an ex-corde prayer or a prayer from the heart after we finish these, but today I'd like to close off with Luther's evening prayer. And even if you're listening to this in the morning, there are those reminders and those assurances that come out in his prayer that draw from this particular psalm. So we close with prayer. In the name of God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. I thank you, my Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have graciously kept me today. And I pray that you would forgive me all my sins wherever I have done wrong, and graciously protect me tonight. Into your hands I entrust my body and soul and everything else. Let your holy angel be with me, that the devil may have no power over me. Amen.
We encourage you to listen for a new word each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. Until next week, be assured that God's word is truth and is more precious than gold.